This is WHYY's Morning Edition. Good morning. I'm Jennifer Lynn. Mayor Sherelle Parker has big plans to reclaim empty acres with a troubled history in the city's Logan neighborhood and to forge them into a location for industry. WHYY's Aaron Moselle of Plan Philly has written about what's being proposed for the Logan Triangle, 35 acres of land in North Philadelphia, and he joins us. Good morning.
Good morning.
Aaron, the city owns the Logan Triangle by way of the Redevelopment Authority, and the mayor would like to welcome a modular housing manufacturing company to the site. One answer to the city housing creation situation and also a demand for jobs. What do we know about this proposal so far?
Not a whole lot, mostly broad strokes. Right now, the city is seeking information from industry experts essentially about, you know, what it would take to bring a group of modular home factories to Philly, including to the Logan Triangle. The Park Administration hopes that this exploration leads to the Redevelopment Authority ultimately soliciting bids from private companies who operate these factories, which can quickly manufacture these fully constructed components that are then assembled on site, kind of like a Lego set. And as you mentioned, Mayor Parker wants to do all this to increase the city's housing supply and create manufacturing jobs. Here she is at a recent news conference held at the Triangle.
We are all moving forward in a unified way to attempt to do what has never been done in the city of Philadelphia before, and that is to create a manufacturing hub for housing right here in the city of Philadelphia.
And that's Mayor Parker, who is pursuing all this as part of her big housing plan, which, you know, is rooted in creating and preserving 30,000 units.
Yeah. And the site has a history of being unstable, the opposite of terra firma. Tell us about the dark decades for the Logan Triangle.
Yeah, the Logan Triangle drew attention after a gas main explosion 40 years ago on Valentine's Day, and that exposed that hundreds of homes in this section of the neighborhood, nearly 1,000 in all, were hopelessly sinking into the unstable soil beneath them. By the following year, the city started condemning the homes and offering volunteer buyouts to residents. It took years to complete that work. And ultimately, all the homes were demolished, and the land has remained vacant ever since, despite a number of proposals to change that.
And the main reason for the vacancy is
that only about half of the site is suitable for development, which means that anyone interested in building there would likely need to pay for environmental remediation, so any new structures wouldn't sink like the homes did. And, you know, environmental remediation is very expensive, tens of millions of dollars.
What are the people of Logan saying about this proposed use of the Logan Triangle?
Despite that history, community stakeholders are cautiously optimistic about the mayor's proposal. They like the idea. They think it could be a real boon for the low-income neighborhood. But they're also used to being disappointed. So there's an attitude of, you know, I'll believe it when I see it. And it's really hard to blame them because there have been at least 4 development proposals for the land, and none of it has panned out. And you still have this eyesore that remains. Here's Ernie Bristow, who has lived in Logan for nearly 40 years.
We get so close, we get right there, and then we get it snatched from us.
So there's hope here, but also some distance until this proposal feels real to them.
Aaron, my understanding is that Pennsylvania is already somewhat of a leader in the modular home industry. Would this be a first for modular manufacturing within a city?
Yeah, Pennsylvania is a national leader when it comes to modular home factories. There are about 12 of them across the state, and they're all located in small towns and more rural communities, mostly operating out of pre-existing industrial buildings. So bringing modular home factories to Philly would definitely be a departure from the norm. Experts I talk to say that doesn't make the proposal a non-starter. So we'll just have to see if this is an opportunity that these companies will find attractive. And remember, Jennifer, Philly was a big manufacturing city for a really long time, for decades. And so it's interesting to see this spotlight back on manufacturing here.
Absolutely. Thank you, Aaron.
You got it.
Aaron Moselle of WHYY's Plan Philly on Morning Edition.